This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reached Assam on a three-day tour during which he is scheduled to attend multiple programs. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the state-of-the-art Lachit Borphukan Police Academy and lay foundation stone for housing projects of the Police Academy this morning at Dergaon in Golaghat district. After that, the minister will depart for Mizoram to attend a program of Assam Rifles at Aizawl in afternoon and will return to Guwahati on the same day. The Home Minister on Sunday will address the 57th Annual Conference of All Bodo Students' Union at Dotma in Kokrajhar district and later in the day will review the implementation of new criminal laws in the northeastern states in Guwahati with the chief ministers of 8 northeastern states. The 89th meeting of Network Planning Group under PM Gati Shakti yesterday evaluated key infrastructure projects in the road, railway and metro sectors. The group evaluated 8 projects, 4 in road, 3 in railway and 1 in metro. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that he had a forward-looking discussion with US Trade Representative Jameson Greer on a mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said, "The government's approach will be guided by India First, Viksit Bharat and the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership." The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has generated nearly $143 million in a foreign exchange revenue through satellite launches. The Department of Space said that ISRO launched a total of 393 foreign satellites and 3 Indian customer satellites on a commercial basis over the past decade. ISRO's impressive track record includes launching satellites for 34 countries, including the United States, United Kingdom, Singapore, and several other developed nations. India has termed the allegations made by Pakistan that New Delhi was involved in its train hijacking as baseless. In response to media queries on the remarks made by the Pakistan side, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the whole world knows where the epicenter of global terrorism lies. Mr. Jaiswal said that Pakistan should look forward inwards instead of pointing fingers and shifting the blame for its own internal problems and failures onto others. In Pakistan, a local Islamist leader and 3 others, including children, were injured after a powerful bomb blast ripped through Maulana Abdul Aziz Mosque in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa region during Friday prayers yesterday. Police said the improvised explosive device, IED, was planted inside the mosque's pulpit. The injured are being moved to a district hospital. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has said that Canada will never become a part of the United States. Former central banker Mark Carney was sworn in as the Canada's new Prime Minister yesterday. Addressing his first press conference after his cabinet was sworn in, Mr. Carney said that Canada is fundamentally a different country. He said that Canada expects respect from America and US President Donald Trump. While ruling out any near future plan of visiting the US, Mr. Carney said that he was looking forward to speaking with President Trump. Speaking on the fentanyl issue raised by Mr. Trump, PM Carney said that the scourge of fentanyl affects Canada as well. China, Russia and Iran have called for an end to US sanctions on Iran and restart of nuclear talks. Representatives of the 3 nations who met in Beijing today emphasized the necessity of terminating what they called all unlawful unilateral sanctions. In a joint statement, the 3 countries reiterated that political and diplomatic engagement and dialogue based on the principle of mutual respect remains the only viable and practical option for resolving the issue. In badminton, India's campaign at the All England Open tournament came to an end as Lakshya Sen and the women's doubles pair of Teresa and Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand bowed out in the quarterfinals in Birmingham yesterday. Lakshya Sen, 15th in the men's singles badminton rankings, lost against reigning Asian Games champion and world number 6 Shi Feng Li of the People's Republic of China. In the women's doubles sections, Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand were beaten 21-14, 21-10 by the world number 2 pair Liu Shengshu and Tang Ying of China in the quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.